An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Henry David Thoreau. Hi, neighbor. Welcome to another unplugged episode of Anchors of Encouragement. My name is Tim Maudlin, husband, adoptive parent, disciple of Christ, and ambassador of encouragement. I'm coming to you today from my backyard. I decided to record this episode outside for a number of reasons. I had just finished feeding my animals, and I discovered this week, by the way, that my animal situation is best described as a farmette. A friend of mine I was visiting with this week, that's how he describes his animal situation. He has some sheep, and I don't know if he has other animals or not, but it's not a full-blown farm. It's something like a hobby farm. Well, I have dogs and cats and chickens. And so from now on, I have a farmette too. Anyway, I had just finished feeding my animals and I saw how beautiful it was outside. It's still hoodie weather, which is my favorite kind of weather. There's a chill in the air. It's a beautiful spring morning. There's not a cloud in the sky. The birds are singing. I hope you can hear them in this recording. I hope the noise from the traffic is not too distracting, but I wanted to record this episode for a number of reasons. The first one is I'm in pain right now, physical pain. I have some kind of an issue with my lower back. It is pushing on a nerve that is shooting pain down my right leg. I was going to record this episode at my desk today, but it just hurts to sit. And there's something about the rocking motion of walking that helps to minimize my leg pain. And so that's why I'm out here. One of the reasons I'm out here. I walk when I'm in physical pain, but I have been known to walk when I'm in emotional pain too. Those of you who are adoptive parents understand what I'm talking about. There are times when the adoption journey can be really heavy. I have found during some of those difficult times, if I will make time to come up to the top of my property, I wish you could see where I'm walking. I've literally worn a dirt path in my yard, going back and forth, back and forth. That simple activity of walking, I have found, helps to minimize emotional pain that I might be in. Another reason that I'm walking today is I need some respite. This has been a very busy week. I've been going from one thing to another. It's been a rewarding week. I was fortunate to be able to attend a series of Bible lessons this week. Those were very encouraging, very uplifting. But some evenings, I didn't get to eat supper till 9:30. And today I said, I need some respite. I need to step away, catch my breath, and just walk. Again, I know those of you who are adoptive parents understand there are times we need to step away. We need respite. And I know some of you walk like I do. Just get away and go for a walk. Again, there's something about that that helps to relax you. Let's get to your daily doable, because I have something else I want to share with you as well. Whether you're in physical pain, emotional pain, whether you just need some respite, I want to encourage you to make time and go for a walk. The blessings that come from this simple activity will reap dividends for you. Speaking of benefits, in episode 5, early on in this podcast, I talked about walking. That episode, again, is episode 5, 3 benefits of walking to overcome overwhelm and stress. An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. I hope you'll make time today to go for a walk, whether to relieve physical pain, emotional pain, or just to get some respite. I hope you'll do that for yourself. I know for me, it has started my day on a great note. And that's all for this episode. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, this is Tim, encouraging you to do what you can now.